Welcome to Homeschool Insights, the show that brings you biblical homeschool encouragement in under 10 minutes. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton. Homeschool Insights is sponsored by CTC Math. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com and try it for free. Now on to the show. You said you serve as the director of the Center for Biblical Worldview for Bob Jones University. And many years ago, before I went to the Foundation Summit, we went to BJU. We got to tour the whole campus. And it was really cool because we got to see all the behind the scenes things at BJU. We got to see the press and where you actually physically print all of the BJU curriculum and books and resources. It's an amazing facility. It's one of the coolest field trips we've ever taken. It wasn't even really a field trip with a group of people, but it was just our family. And we got to go to the university and we got to go through the campus and just see all the different departments and meet all kinds of different people. And it was really cool. But the part that impressed us the most was the biblical worldview department. And it, they took us through this department. I don't think you were there. This was probably back in 2017, I think, that we did this.
Yeah.
And we got to tour through where they actually, like, you guys actually make sure that everything that's being published through Bob Jones University is in line with Scripture. And that is what everyone should be doing, right? I mean, as homeschool parents, we need to make sure that everything that we're teaching to our kids is in line with Scripture and with truth. And so that's your job there. That's the coolest job, I think, on that whole campus, I have to say. I think you have the most amazing job. But as parents, we need to be doing the same thing. We need to be teaching our kids from curriculum and resources and God's creation, everything through the lens of Scripture. So I want to jump first into, what does that even mean? Like, if people might hear like biblical worldview, what is that exactly? Can you define that for us? And then I want to jump into just what that looks like for us as homeschool families.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you know what? That has been the biggest issue I have found with biblical worldview. Everyone kind of seems to know what it does, but they don't know what it is. It's kind of like love, right? I mean, if you ask people what love is, they'll say, well, love is sacrificing. Love is putting someone else before yourself. And it's true, that's what it does, but that's not what it is. And so we have that same wrestling match with biblical worldview. So typically with worldview, people are thinking in terms of how I interpret the world through the lens of something. And biblical worldview, people say, well, I interpret the world through the lens of Scripture. Well, that's what biblical worldview does. But what is it? What is a view from the Bible? And typically, you know, my biggest problem was, as I looked around, no one was defining it. They were all just saying what it does. And when someone attempted to define it, they started with people, with humans, our lens, how we see the world. But that's not a biblical worldview. Isn't how I see the world. Biblical worldview is how does scripture seeing the world? And then, you know, what does that even mean? And so we started looking at that, and we came up with this. We saw that a biblical worldview actually starts with God. And so we see that a biblical worldview is God's explanation of God's world. And so we see that this isn't our world. This isn't a neutral world waiting to be interpreted. This is God's world. So we're looking at God's explanation of God's world that he gives us through God's word, which is designed for God's image bearers. So what we see is there's no other reality to look at. We live only in God's reality because he spoke it into being. And so if we're going to interpret the world, we need God's explanation of God's world through God's word. And so if we reverse that, what we find is God's image bearers use God's word to interpret God's world so that we can align ourselves with God's explanation. And so as we look at biblical worldview, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to align with God's explanation But a biblical worldview is God's explanation of God's world that he shares with us through his word.
Yeah, which is why it's so important for us to be in the word.
That's
reading
right.
it for ourselves, reading it with our children. I am always amazed. I'm reading through the book of Revelation right now. And it's incredible to me because I've read through Revelation a few times before, but as I read it, like more and more, I understand it better and better, and more is exposed. And I'm like, oh, I don't ever remember reading this part. I know I've read it before, but I don't remember reading this part about, you know, the letters to the churches and just God revealing himself. And it's so amazing to me that the more we read it, the better we understand. And the more we pray that the Holy Spirit will help us to understand his word, the more he does. And that, I think that's such an important part of really understanding what that biblical worldview is and defining it as praying and asking the Holy Spirit to help us to really understand it. Otherwise, it's just words on a page, right?
That's right.
That sometimes we don't understand.
And what's happening right now in our world is that we're having a reality war. I mean, you know, the world wants to say that we are powerful enough as humans to be the interpreters of this world. Mm-hmm. And we will say what it is to the point where we can deny, you know, even down to, you know, what my gender is. I can declare it because I am the interpreter of this world. And in this reality war, we have to make sure that our kids are armed to know how to fight in this reality war. And biblical worldview is where it begins. Mm-hmm. It allows us to really delve into the thinking of any subject because it's trying to establish reality with the subject that we're trying to communicate to our kids. And if we don't teach them that process, then they're going to fall for the same thing every other kid's falling for that's staring at the screen.
Thanks for joining us for Homeschool Insights. For more great homeschool inspiration and resources, listen to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And be sure to watch the film Schoolhouse Rocked: The Homeschool Revolution.